So they say once is a fluke, twice is a trend, three a veritable epidemic. What about four? What about 16? What about a million times emailed, viewed, or searched things on the internet? Well, at that point, my friends, you run into a situation we call the most. So here to kick off our roundup of the most emailed or viewed or blogged or pick your verb things on the internet, Dan Pashman Project.
Hey guys,
how you doing, man?
It's not really a project, it's just me.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, got a couple ones here for you. My wife saw this article the other day and she started flipping out. She said, this is a most blogged New York Times technology blog, and she said, lithium battery ban on airplanes, now I can't bring my cell phone on the airplane. That's just great. She was very frustrated. Well, it turns out this story has not been reported very well, and they clarified
here. Yeah, because I saw the headline that you said, battery ban, right?
Right, and it's actually, it's a pretty detailed ban. It only applies to a very, very small number of specific types of large spare batteries. Cell phone batteries, if it's in your phone, you're fine. Laptop batteries, if it's in your laptop, you're fine. Even if you want to carry an extra battery, chances are your battery is fine on the carry-on. Maybe you can't check it.
But one the size of a Cuisinart.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, it actually, interestingly for us, it says that one of the few people who actually should be concerned are audio and visual professionals who need large batteries for mobile heavy equipment.
Okay.
I just hope that the memo gets filtered down to the TSA guys in Duluth, because you know it's not always applied equally at every airport.
Right.
Sometimes
suddenly,
you take your shoes off. Sometimes you're allowed gel. Sometimes you're not. I hope everyone knows what to do with the batteries.
That's true, because you'll buy like one AA battery at the gift shop, and you will take three steps, and now you have to throw it out.
Because
Another Google Trends, how do we say most trended? What's the official
most
term
searched,
for that?
I
most
think.
Searched, okay, on Google, Fran Tarkenton. Now, if you never heard of him, you're obviously not alone, because a lot of people were trying to find out who he was last night during the Georgia-Hawaii bowl game. And he's a famous NFL quarterback from days gone by, Hall of Famer.
I remember him as the host of That's Incredible.
That's right.
Sarah Purcell and what was the other guy named? Jay Johnson? The wacky guy. Or Skip something? Anyway.
Stevenson?
Skip, yes. It was alliteration. That's right.
Very good. So
Fran, maybe that was real people and I'm screwing it up. Similar shows. Kathy Lee, someone was in there. Go ahead, good. So Fran Tarkenton was this great NFL quarterback who ran around a lot, and he was also the quarterback of Georgia, so that's why they stuck him in the pregame show yesterday.
That's right. And a lot of people were searching hard to find out who he was, and some people were not so impressed with some of his commentaries. We saw some blog posts. Someone said, is Fran Tarkenton Fox's answer to Granny? He looks old and lost. Some of my other bloggers suggested that his grandmother, if drunk, could give a better synopsis of the game than Tarkenton did, but it seems a little bit harsh.
A little harsh.
People are mean.
Mike, you saw it. Do you think he did all right?
You know what he said? He said, I think Georgia won't have a problem tackling Hawaii, and you know what? Georgia didn't have a problem tackling Hawaii.
All right, there you go.
He went to Georgia. He said, Georgia's a lot better. Georgia turned out to be a lot better.
All right.
Stop hating on Tarkenton. Pauline?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. A little sick this morning. But I have the most viewed on the LA Times. It's called You're Not Sorry, That's Okay. And you know what this reminds me of? Did your mothers ever tell you to forgive and forget? My mom told me to forgive,
but never forget, frankly. And it's been good advice. It's done me well.
I said exactly. That's why I haven't talked to Ann Esther in 14 years, ever since what's known as the Humintosh incident. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it stuck with me. And apparently a group of researchers have proved that actually forgiving is good for your health. So they do this thing called forgiveness interventions, where they take abusers and they have these sessions where they guide them into positive thinking towards their abusers. And they found that the abusees, I guess, the people who have been abused, have improved cardiovascular functions, less chronic pain, or less depressed, because they've been able to forgive their abusers. And what's interesting about this story is that it kind of proves, you know, usually there's like a tension between religion and science, and they're often at odds. And this kind of proves that a religious mantra has scientific backing.
So, Pauline, does this mean we can say whatever we want to you and we'll always be off the hook?
I don't know about that, but you can try me. You can test it out in the office.
All right.
Deb Pashman, an abuser. Allison, you got some?
I do. My most is from Yahoo News, and we talked about this on the show yesterday, all these new rules that are going to affect around the globe. And one of the new rules is a ban on junk food advertisements for under 16s, as they call them in the UK. Apparently, the UK, like the United States, has been experiencing a problem with childhood obesity. So they went after the problem last year, and they banned ads on TV for shows aimed at 7 to 9-year-olds. And then they looked at the research, and they said, between 10 and 16, they're not doing so hot either. So they've banned all advertisements for anything with fats and sugar and the like. There are people who even want to be more strict, saying that it should be after 9 p.m. I guess it's on everything under before 9 p.m. They're saying, no, it needs to go till midnight. So we'll see how
that
happens.
Hey, guys, let's stay up late and see if those Fritos commercials
well,
come
exactly.
on.
How do you make a teenager want something? Ban it.
They have a lot of bans for what you can advertise in Britain. I found out that you can't advertise baby formula in Britain.
Because
they want to emphasize breastfeeding. But they also don't have a First Amendment, so it's a lot easier to ban certain kinds of advertising.
Who knew that the Brits were lactivists? No idea.
Lactavists, they probably pronounce it. Well, that's the most. Excellent contributions from everyone.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.